previously on Joseph and his brothers.
This boy Joseph, he needs to be called to order. Why will Joseph look straight into my face and tell me that I and my children will bow down before him?
If you have forgotten, I only wanted to marry your sister. I wanted just her, not you.
Father, you sent for me.
Joseph, my son.
Yes, father.
I want you to go to your brothers. They are with the sheep near Shechem. Oh, find out how your brothers and the sheep are doing. Then come back and let me know.
Greetings, kind sir. I am looking for my brothers. Did you see any men watching over the sheep around here?
I suggest that you leave here right now. Some bees are on the
moon. Bees, 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 bees!
This is a story of Joseph and his brothers. Episode 5, The Enemy Within, by the Royal Theatre.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Bees! Bees! Oh my god! Bees!
Joseph had been running from near Shechem to Dothan. Not knowing the distance he had covered, fleeing from the bees, he got to a sheep market near Dothan and leaned on a sycamore tree to catch his breath. Samira and Humira, daughters of a rich Canaan merchant, were riding on their father's camel when they saw Joseph sitting under the sycamore tree. They came down from their camels in excitement.
Joseph? This is Joseph. Humira, I told you it was him running down the hill like he was being chased by bees.
Yes. Yes. I was chased by bees.
Samira! It was Joseph. It is so good to see you out here. You hardly come out to Canaan to play with daughters of Canaan like your brothers do.
Look at his coat. So beautiful. Must have cost your father a fortune. And it looks nice on you.
Samira stood down and tried to touch Joseph, but he quickly stood up and moved away from her.
I must be going now. I need to catch up with my brothers.
Just like that? You do not want to keep company with us?
We can be good friends. Or are we enemies already?
I must go after my brothers now. Besides, I do not have time for your usual jesting and flirting. You think I have not heard of the two sisters going about on your camel, looking for young men to seduce?
Ha ha! Such an innocent couple. Samira, did you hear him?
Humira is just pretending not to admire our beauty. Look, Joseph. You are dressed like a prince, and you deserve rich maidens like us. If you come with us now, we're going for a party downtown, and you'll meet noble young men like you. It is an opportunity for greatness.
Look, rich maidens, I think I have spent so much time with you already. As for greatness, I have so much of that already in me. I must be on my way now.
I do not think that is a good idea. There's a strife at the boundary. And you look so weak. You can't resist them. I suggest you rest a while before going further. We shall be of good company to you then. You can go later in the evening if you still want to go.
Joseph runs away as Samira tries to flirt with him. Meanwhile, Joseph's brothers were resting in the field at Dothan, chatting and laughing about their encounter with some men on their way to Dothan.
Brothers, can you imagine those men? They think they can stop us from coming here. Who do they think they are? Landlords of the field?
No, they should have stopped us. Placing large stones on our way and blocking our path was a huge waste of their strength. With us, there are no boundaries. We are the sons of Jacob.
I thought they should have been here by now. Maybe their next plan will be carrying us and our flocks on their head and throw us out of this field.
They were lucky we chose to be calm today. Else, they would have known we are the true sons of Jacob. We cannot be intimidated so easily.
True, my brother, very true. We cannot allow those men to rule over us. We are mightier than they are. But not all circumstances require a brawl. I need some water. I'll quickly fetch my water jar.
If not for Reuben, they would have heard our voices from Hebron to Shechem and to Dothan.
While Joseph's brothers continued with their chit chat and laughters, Joseph saw them from afar.
Brothers! At last, I found you!
As Joseph's brothers saw him coming towards them, they were so furious. So they planned and agreed to deal greatly with him.
What has this dreamer come here to do? Has he come to tell us of his ridiculous dreams again? So if even here in Dothan, he will not spare us.
How did he even find us here, Zebulon? See, I've always not been on the same spirit with this boy. His presence irritates me. Sometimes I feel like strangling him with my bare hands.
Simeon, when you all are ready to do the needful, just let me know.
I think I know his problem, Judah. Being father's favorite makes him feel he's on top of the world. And father is not helping matters at all. Just look at the expensive coat he made for him.
Dad, my brothers, if you see a snake in this field, especially one that seems dangerous, what shall we do? Watch an ally bite us all to death?
Asha, what are you saying? Have you seen a snake? And where?
Joseph is the snake, and a very poisonous one at that. If we do not get rid of him, he will bite us all to death with ridiculous dreams. I say let us kill him now.
But it is decided. We shall kill him and throw his body into the pit.
As much as that will get him out of our lives, what will we tell father that happened to him?
We will say to father, an evil beast devoured him. No one will know what happened.
Let him die and go on dreaming. We shall know what will become of his dreams.
No one is dying here. I have
everything to say. Like that.
So what do you suggest we do? Is he not a threat to us already? Is it not you that said father could just wake up one morning and will all his wealth to Joseph?
Reuben, is your position not threatened already?
I agree with you, dreamer. What needs to murder him? We can think of something else.
Brothers!
Here he comes. I think we should act now.
Brothers, at last. What a day.
Judah, no!
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Joseph and His Brothers. Thank you for joining us on this episode. Richard Chidebe as Reuben, Onome Ashaka as Judah, Banji Afolabi as Simeon, Ikena Ajoku as Levi, Chima Austin as Asha, Victor Dom Pedro as God, Uche Oji as Naphtali, David Godswill as Dan, Otta Umar Ben as Zebulun, Michael Iwundi as Issachar, Thompson Chijoke as Joseph, Faith Orukari as Samira, and Joel Pius as Humira. This episode was written by Vivian Wolu and Otta Umar Ben, directed and edited by Otta Umar Ben. Audio recording was supervised by Michael Unde, courtesy of the Royal Theatre. I am your storyteller, Success Thompson. Kindly subscribe to our YouTube channel, Royal Theatre. If you like this episode, give us a thumbs up and click on the notification bell so you can be notified when the next episode is released. Kindly drop your comments below on the comment box. We would love to hear from you. Tell us your favorite lines on this episode and why. Let's get talking.